Kumlan and Ablak Gemara. We are up to here the page over here. So we said that if the leg stayed, even when you shechted it, and the leg was out, right afterwards you cut the leg down to the bone so the blood does not pass to the other side. Otherwise, you have a problem of chutz. So then we want to bring it out from here, the dam, hanivla bevorim is chayiv, chorus, and everything else. Mamma's like blood. The blood, even before it left the body. So we said, no, right, it might be talking about the fats that's mixed into the blood, and that's the problem. Says Gemara, said, okay, bazei, shamat, me know about 10 lines from the top from here. We learn out that basar kochim kalim. So you're telling me the problem is that the flesh, and we're talking about it, kochim kalim as well. So you're telling me that even though a karma shlamim, once you finish the job, you're allowed to eat in the tayyid of shalayim. But before you did the zrika, if the leg went out, nobody's considered chutz, you can pass the shaman, a basar, because you just said it's the fats. That basar kachim kalim, she yotza lifne zik ladam, because the leg was outside when you shechted it, and then the leg was brought, and you nicked it and so on and so forth, and we're worried about the meat coming in. If you didn't do that, the meat came in, it would pass it, is that ayah, that's, but even my kachim kalim, if it stuck the leg out of the base of the mikdash, it passels. And the problem with that is, l'cheda, since you can eat the animal afterwards in Tayyid Shalayim, and yet when it comes to Shchita, it has to be inside the base of Migdash. Is that what you're saying? Says Gemara, and those who hold that. Says Gemara, no, Raif, medilma b'kachar kachim. Who told you we're talking about kachar kalim? It's about kachar kachim. Then afterwards, you can only eat it in the base of Migdash. Talk about me, learn kachar kachim. Regarding kachim kachim, where should they be shachten? Shchitos and betzafen. They need to be shachten on the north side. We had three opinions what's considered the north side, but it has to be between the mizbech, the north side, and the wall around it, around the base of Migdash. Kachim kachim shchitos and shechted in the tzafen v'kibul daman. And where do you see the blood? Bechlei shadis also betzafen. You should be standing in tzafen as well, because the Kabbalah has to be right next to the shchita. And since the shchita is betzafen, so too the Kabbalah. Remember we had yesterday that the kedi sits right under the neck of the animal. Omad bedorim, the hakpada on the kohen or the hakpada on the animal or on both? So we're saying here omad bedorim, if the kohen himself was standing on the south side. Of the hoishit yodi, he had a long sacking that he was able to stretch out his hand to the north side of Shocha, and he shechted the animal staying on the north side. Shechitosik shaded, the shechit is a kosher, we'll see from the pasig, the main focus is on the animal. Kibel, kabalosai, but kibel, what happened? The same thing, you stood on the south side, but you had long hands, and the keli was on the north side. Kabalosai, so it comes to Kabbalah, the coin has to be standing on the north side as well. We'll see later how you know. When it comes to this, if you put his head and most of his body is good enough, is ki'ilu nichnas kule, as if he's standing on the north side, and everything is all right. So regarding Kabbalah, we want the coin to be inside, but if Roshav Ruba is inside, good enough. Pirchas, what happened? You shechted the animal on the north side. The animal then began, reflexively jumping around, and it ended up got the yotzadon, went to the south side. The animal went to the south side, v'chazin, and came back. Shei is kosher. It's kosher not because it went back. It's irrelevant that it went back. We'll soon see why it had to say it went back. It's kosher because you shechted on the north side, and as long as it's still inside the base of Migdash, there's no psul of yaitzi. When is the animal possible if it walks out of the base of Migdash completely? But now it goes from the north to the south. Kochim, but kochim kalim, this is done by kochim. Kochim, everything's been in the north. Kochim kalim, there the hakpod is different. Shchitosim bifnim, it has to be done inside the base of Migdash. But anyway, the kibul daman bichli shadas bifnim, you have to mekabel the blood inside the base of Migdash, but we don't care which side. Omad bechutz, he stood outside, but vahechnis yodil lifnim, he had a long knife and he stretched his hand inside. Vishachach shchitosik shayda. The main thing is the animal should be inside the base of Migdash. Kibul, but if he accepted the blood, Kabbalah Zabsula, like before as well, that the Kohen himself has to be inside the base of Migdash. But one difference between Kochim, Kochim Kalim is if most of his body is inside. Hechnis, Roshe Verubai, Ke'ilu Lai Nichnis. Over here it doesn't work, because it says, Bevoyam El Oil Mayed, Bevoyam means he has to be there entirely. So if only most of his body is there, it's no good anymore. What about in this case, Pirchas? And I remember, since the where are you supposed to shecht the animal by Kochi Kalim? Anywhere in the base of Migdash. So if the animal walked out of the base of Migdash, here it's a problem. He walked out. So Pichas, the animal jumped around the Yotzal L'chutz. The Chazer, even though it went back inside, Psula, even though it went back inside the Pasuk, because it went outside the base of Mikdash. And that's why we said the Chazer in the first case, only because we say the Chazer in the second case, the Chazer doesn't help. In the first case, you don't need Chazer. It never left the base of Mikdash, just went from the north to the south. Shemamina, so what are you telling me here now? The animal walked out of the base of Mikdash. You tell me if the animal walked out of the base of Mikdash. And then it came back in, it's possible, even though you didn't do the Zirka yet. So before we tried to bring a raya from the top of the page and we said maybe to our kachim kachim, here we see clearly kachim kalim, even though afterwards you're going to eat it entire to shalayim, it seems from this mission here, but if it left before you sprinkled the blood, it walked out of the base of Mikdash, it passes the carbon. Shmamin abasar kachim kalim, shiyotzalif nezik, adam psulim, the blood is possible. But again, no raya. Dilma, maybe when we say that it's possible, we're talking about the parts that have to go on the mizbeach. You're right. The parts of the animal that can go, that can be eaten anyway in Shalayim, if that part went out of the Beis Hamikdash before the spring of blood, is not possible. But what part went out? What part went out was ba'alya, the tail, the aseres hakoved, the diaphragm. Remember too much after shchita. Ushtei kloyes and the two kidneys. The parts that have to, are the emurim, which have to end up on the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah. On the Mizbeach, I mean. The word emurim, by the way, some say it's the word omar, which means said. It says in the Torah, this is what you have to do with it. That's the Shoresh emurim. Others say it's mar, which means master. It's very choshev, because this goes to the Eibishter. That's the Shoresh of the word emurim. It's machlek is a shame. Tell you what I like to... Sorry?
The first one's a bit of a funny.
The Rambam is the one who says the first one.
Anything can be emurim then.
That's true. That's true, I guess. But the Eibishter said everything else goes to the Balabas, or to the Koyim. This goes to the Eibishter. That's how the Rambam learns. The other one is, I think, the Aruch and other Shem. Boyimene avud Shmuel Shmuel, the father Shmuel Ash. Now this is very interesting here. Okay, the father Shmuel is having a discussion with his son. Now yesterday we had with somebody called Rab Zeida, a total idiot. Here's a father and son learning together. He asked him a number of questions. What happens if he, Bifnim, the animal is inside, v'ragle b'chutz? Are you l'chatchil allowed to, you said before that if you shechted the animal and the animal's inside and the feet are outside, it's all right. You're saying it's all right. What do you call it? My question is, l'chatchil, can you do that or not? Amalei, he says no. Ksivit says v'hevim l'Hashem. L'chatchila, you have to bring it to the Eibishter. Actually, kul lifnim. We want the entire animal inside. Fine. Then he asks a question. What about tola v'shachat? You took the behemoth, you suspended like neshlachtos, you suspended midair and you shechted it. Is that kosher? Do you need the animal to stand on the ground, or can you lift it as well? Suspended over there in the air. Mahu, what would it then be then? Amalei said to him, kshedit is kosher. So he said to question number two. He said, if you suspend the animal, it's kosher. Oh, Malay, he said to him, Ishtabashta, my son, you made a big error. Be'inon, you need shchita al yerech. It says you have to shechta al yerech mizbech. That's a side of mizbech, which means on the ground. V'leka. Then he asked a question. What about nitla? What about if the shkoyin is hanging in the air? Don't exactly know the practicalities, how it's going to work. But what about nitla? The koyin is standing there. V'shachin is shechta mao. Okay, we established that the animal has to be on the ground when you shecht it. What about the kohen? Can he be suspended there? Amalei said, psula. If the animal is possible, if it's suspended, so through the kohen. L'chayda did the same din. Amalei shtabashta. Mistake number two. Shchita al yerech. We need that the animal should be next to mizbech. V'loi shaychit al yerech. We didn't say the kohen has to be next to mizbech. Question number three. Nitle v'kibel. What about if the animal was... What about if the koyin was suspended in the air, but not talking about shchita, which we just said is kosher? What about his kabbalah sadam in the air? If the shchita is kosher in the air, what about kabbalah sadam? Amalek sheda, it should be kosher. If the shchita is kosher, why shouldn't this be kosher? Amalek shtabashta, mistake number three. Ein derech sheda is bekach. He says, lamed l'shodas, you have to serve the Eibishter. It's not a mentioned way of serving somebody who's superior. Sorry? Yeah, exactly. Tola, they keep that as a question. What about Tola? You hung up the animal. Not the coin, the animal. We just said by the coin that it has to be on the ground. What about if you hung up the animal and you took the blood from there? Mao, Amalei Psula. Well, if the coin is possible, the animal is possible. Amalei Shtabashta. Mistake number four. Shchita al Yerech. We're makbid that the shchita of the animal should be on the ground alongside the Mizbech. Amalei Kabbalah al Yerech. Very strange Gemara here. He was like testing him. He was testing his son. He was learning Shabbos together. Yeah, Kabbalah's Adam has to be entirely intact before Achim or Oyomar. That's what we're talking about there.
Because
it has to be in so much kachim kachim. It has to be in Sofen. But we said that the entire coin has to be there, and they were makbid on the coin itself. Because said before Achim, we'll see later more how we know. Yeah, we're first of all, we're talking about kachim kalim here. We'll soon see. Or kachim kalim, we'll soon see. But even if we're talking about kachim kachim, it's still Sofen. We're saying that the avir is the avir of the chatzah considered the chatzah. Okay. So he basically learning the Gemara. It sounds like he was learning the Shabbos, going over the sugyas, and he's testing his son. And Shmuel got four wrong and one right. So we shouldn't feel so bad if you only get a 20% mark on your test.
25.
Or five questions he asked him.
Four
wrong and one right. Amar Abaye argues. Comes along Abaye and he says, "Big kochi kochi." Abaye comes along and says, "When it comes to kochi kochi." Kulam psule. I argue with my with Abu or the Shmuel, because since you're talking about kachim, what is that? Shachar Yerach Mizbeach. It's talking about shchatas. By kachim, kachim, kulam psule. I think they're all puzzle. They're all puzzle. Bar the only exception where I'll agree with Shmuel's father that it's kosher is minitla. If the nitla v'shachat. If the koyin is suspended in the air and he's shachting, remember it's not called an avoida. Shchita is not an avoida because shchita k'sher bezor, and therefore lamed l'shor doesn't apply. So I agree with him that regarding the shechit, he can be suspended because it's al yerech of the animal. But regarding the animal has to be on the ground, whether it's shchita, whether it's kabbalah, because I hold that this airspace of the chatzah is not considered the chatzah. It's not considered north. The Torah wants north. And the airspace, maybe the chatzim, is definitely not considered north. So I argue. Bekachim kalim, when it comes to kachim kalim, I argue with you again. Kulang shaded, there's no insistence of I hold the old kosher. The only one that's possible in kachim kalim is, because it doesn't say yerech by kachim kalim, so therefore you can suspend the animal, you can suspend the koi, it makes no difference. The only one I disagree with you is minitla. The only one I agree that is possible is nitla v'kibel. If the koyin received the blood suspended, there the problem is that it's an avoida and it's not in the pasuk way to do an avoida. I'll agree with you in there. Okay, so after Shmuel was told by his father he's wrong, Abaya sort of agrees with Shmuel. Omar Rav says, Rav, Maishna, Rav says, Tabai, I don't understand you. Maishna told if you hung up the animal, the kibble, the kachim kalim shed. You tell me that you hung up, suspended the animal, and it has to be done at base of midrash. And it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because the avir of the chatzik is chatzik, the kshed of the avir, pim kshed of me, nu be kachim kachim nami, avir tzav and tzav nami. What are you making this distinction? I'm acknowledging that the ear space of the chatzik is considered the chatzik, but it's not considered north. What's the logic in that? If it's the airspace of the chutzah, consider the chutzah. Then wherever it is, that's where it is. If it's north, it's north. So I disagree with you. And Abai obviously holds a difference. He holds, the north is only on the ground itself. Avir only somehow. You have to find a logic to it. Get you into the base of Migdash, but does not get you into the north. Elam Rav says Rav, Bein Bikachim Kachim, Bein Bikachim Kalim. Both of them, there's no difference. Kachim and Kalim. Certain things are kosher. Certain things are not possible. Which are possible? Bar Min Tola. If you hung up the animal, the Shachah Bikachim Kachim. Notice, I'm agreeing with Avud Shmuel. I'm agreeing with Shmuel. If you hung up the animal, you buy Kachim Kachim. It says Ayerecham is Beach, and it's not. Nitle, you hung up the koyin v'kibel and he accepted the blood. Since that's an avoda, it's not passing. Bein bekachi kachim, bein bekachi kalim. In other words, I agree with Shmuel's father. Abaye sort of agreed with Shmuel, and Rav agreed with Shmuel's father. Comes along, obviously, Rabbi Yemin has to be left out. Boy, imene Rabbi Yemin, Rabbi Zeda, hu befnim v'tzitzisoy b'chutz. Okay, you said the koyin has to be entirely inside. Whatever means inside, but the hair locks. The hair locks are sticking out. Is that considered? Do we say that the hair is not really part of the person, or do we say the hair is part of the person? No, yesterday, a few days ago, we learned that the hair is inside. If the hair gets inside the shirt, is a chatzitz or not? So remember, we had a question: how can it be 30? If we decide it's payas, so maybe that's what's talking about here as well. Because otherwise, how long can your hair be in 30 days? Even though. When I was a little kid, and my Rebbe was Rabbi Marlow, so he used to call me, he had a name for everybody, he used to call me Schached. Why do you call me Schached? Because I used to take a haircut once a month, and my hair grew back so fast. I mean, you couldn't tell right now, but he's growing so fast, I was like, you know, like Schach. So maybe it's possible then, 3 days your hair grows. Anyway, what's it in? Amale, they told him, Lav Amale, didn't we say, Behevim Lashem, Achetavakulufnim, Hochanami also, Velamoyim, Achetavakulufnim. It's not exactly clear what the question and answer was. The question was that here is not really part of the person. So how do you bring an eye from the pasuk that you have to be there entirely? But he knew that pasuk. His question is, how do we treat here? So it didn't really deal with his question. Well, I'm sure that can talk about it. Okay. Says the Mishnah, what about Nosna Gabi Kevesh? Let's say you place the blood on the ramp, Shalei Kenegad HaYisoid. You know around the Mizbeach there's a Yisoid, but one side doesn't have a Yisoid. You put it, there's two sides have a Yisoid, you know, those holes there, and then the third side has a little, only one Amma, and the fourth side has nothing. So you place the blood on the Kevesh, instead of putting it in the right place, you put it on the Mizbeach, but the wrong place. Shalei Kenegad HaYisoid, not by the Yisoid. Nosna is a needle Madal Maila. Those Karbonas you have to sprinkle below, and you sprinkle like your oil or whatever it is, and you sprinkle above. There's a needle Maila Mata, and the Karmachatas or the oil side that be done above you, the red line. In the middle, you put in the bottom. But said neat and chutz and the animal that the chatois that you have to sprinkle inside in the mizbeach, you sprinkle out of the mizbeach. Impossible, all the apostle. However, the ain by cut if you eat it, you don't get caris. Says the Gemara. Amar Shmuel says that you don't get caris. But what it says in the Mishnah, apostle, what do you apostle? Means only apostle basa that you're not allowed to eat the animal, but that by limur is chaper. Whatever carbon you brought, if he made this mistake, since the blood went onto the mizbeach, the bailim are forgiven. My time of wine, I gave you to you on the mizbeach, any part of the mizbeach, the mechaper gives you down the mizbeach, the chaper bailim. I don't care which section of the mizbeach it reached, it's mechaper. So why can't you eat the boss as well? I'm across. I only gave it to you anyone is back to mechaper. But loy leberachem not to eat. Alma kasavar he holds. It must be that he holds. Shalay b'mekayim b'kimetayim b'dami. That doesn't matter where you sprinkle him as beach. It's good enough. So that's the question. Thank you. Tanami lo yidam big. Learn later on paydek. Nosnei al hakevish like in the side. If you place the blood on the ramp, but not on the side of the side, nosnei es anitin lematna lemaila. The blood that has to be sprinkled below, above, and lemaila lematna. This is mefnim bechutz and bechutz mefnim. This is what we said in our Mishnah. But then later on it says, im yesh dam hanefesh. If there's still some blood of the nefesh that hasn't come out yet, you can have a second chance. Yachzir hakosher v'yikabel. Do it again. Get a kosher to koyin to mekabel the blood and sprinkle again in the right place. Now, luchayda wasn't mean here. Luchayda, what's the point? You're telling me the bailim one is chaper already and you cannot eat the meat. What's the point of doing it again? Freddy Gemara, you tell me that if I don't care once you sprinkle it, I don't care which section of the mizbeach landed on, it's already kosher. And the bailim on his chaper, you cannot eat the flesh. What's the point of having the guy doing it again? It was very mechaper anyway. And I, v'chitema, maybe the reason is the bailim on his chaper anyway. But the first time, nobody can eat it. But now, if another guy comes and takes the leftover blood, there's still some blood in the dama nefesh, and sprinkle it properly, maybe now you can eat the animal. It can't be. Where do we find the only time you're allowed to eat is if you sprinkle the blood, which is mechaper the bailim, then you're allowed to eat animal. Since the second spraying of the blood is not mechaper the bailim, you're telling me the bailim already atoned when it's chaper the first time around. So what's this blood actually doing? No kapara. How can the blood be mater achila? It doesn't link with a kapara. So what's the point? Isn't that a raya that the first zrika was no good at all? That the bailim were not as chaper, and that's why the Mishnah later on says, if you have some blood, let's do it again. Save the bailim, give him a kapara. Says the Gemara, you're right. You misunderstood the later Mishnah. Either you have a kosher, if a kosher kohen sprinkled the blood on the wrong part of his beach, hachinami, right, there's no point doing it again. The bailim is chaper, and the meat is also regardless. Hochamai is kino, we're talking about here. The hard, the yavet puzzle. When we said that you place it on the wrong part, we're talking about somebody who was puzzle. And somebody who's disqualified, a Kohen Balmum, or you saw whatever it is, who did it. Because he did it the wrong way, and he's a apostle, it's like he never passed the carbon, just never made it right. Therefore, you have a chance of fixing it up. But you're right, if a Kohen Kosher did it, you're ready to buy him when it's happened, there's no point doing it again. Apostle, Fedigamara, Ebazeva, Levi Dichri. So what? How, if an apostle guy did it, what do you mean nothing happened? Just he didn't do it right. Isn't he doiched? Doesn't he reject the carbon? Because once it was done the wrong way, it's possible. Because you hold that if you put it on the wrong part of his bech, like you put it on the right part of his bech. So it's like a puzzle guy came along and did a carbon. And what happens if a puzzle guy does a carbon? It disqualifies the carbon. So what's going on here? And we learned the kulon shekiblu. We learn in that same place if somebody's makabel the blood, somebody puzzles makabel the blood, and he had in mind chutzlis manu. If a puzzle guy makabel the blood, and he had in mind that he's going to eat the meat when he shecht or whatever, or kabbali in mind to eat the meat outside the normal time, let's say 3 days later, and the chutzlim came in the wrong place, we say as follows: im yesh dam hanefesh, if there's still some blood left in the neck of the animal, yachzer hakosher bikabel, let a kosher guy come and makabel it. Why? Because the machshavus that the apostle guy had in mind is not pigle, because the apostle guy cannot be mefagel, because since he's not suitable to avoid it, his machshava has no effect on, no bearing on the animal. He should receive the blood. It seems from here, when do we say we can still fix it up? If the blood is still sitting in the keli, put in there by a disqualified person, if there's still some blood left, let the kosher kohen come and take new blood. Once the guy, it seems from here, once the apostle guy sprinkled the blood, and he disqualifies the animal, he cannot fix it up anymore. He can only fix it up at the stage of Kabbalah, because he didn't sprinkle yet, and there's still some blood left, take another keli. But if he sprinkled, he ruined the animal. So how can you tell me, chat in the Mishnah later on, talking about apostle guy, and that's why we tell the kohen kosher, come fix it up? You can't. My time, Lam Shalav Dichri. Once the kosher apostle guy did it, he disqualified the animal. Second word, no. No. Mishum the apostle b'machshava. The reason is that because he passed with machshava. The reason why you cannot fix it up is when this apostle guy sprinkled the blood and had in mind the wrong times, he ruined the animal. That's why you can't fix it up. If you're telling me that his machshava does count, and that's why once he did zrikim with the wrong machshava, he does ruin it, you can't fix it up. So how come if he did Kabbalah, we could fix it up? His machshava ruins it just as well. What's the chilek? Kabbalah is one of the four activities that we say that if you have the wrong machshava, ruins it. But oy, nochme, mi pasul machshava, and is that taka true? You're telling me a guy who's disqualified, he can have the wrong machshavas, and his machshava has a bearing. He's non-existent. His machshava don't count. Rabbi said, "A machshava my elas. Who's the one who can pasul with machshava? Ela mishiro lavaida. Only a kohen who's qualified, and he has the wrong machshavas in mind. He can ruin an animal, but not a person who's disqualified. He cannot have a machshavas. So what are you talking about?" Or bedavar haro lavoide, and with something a mincha that's made out of wheat that you can do avoide. Uvemakim haro lavoide has to be in a place in the mizbech that's kosher. For example, if the stones in the mizbech were let's say nivgim, then your machshavas won't ruin it. So no, it has to be as if it would have been done by a proper coin, it would have been a kosher carbon. And now that you had the wrong machshava, you ruin it. But if anything is wrong, say in the carbon, say in that mizbech, say in the coin who's doing it, nothing happens. Someone says, well, you're right. Loi tema, don't say zorkuloi. You're right. Even if you made a diak that the Mishnah says that if a apostle guy is makabal of blood, get a kosher guy to do it again. And you decided only Kabbalah. But if it comes to Zrika, you cannot fix it up. You made the wrong diak. So what's the diak then? Why is it Kabbalah? Loi tema zorkuloi. Alei mashachtuloi. Say, but if a disqualified person shecht it, then he does ruin it. You can't fix it up anymore. Why? Because who can shecht? Everybody's qualified to shecht, even a kohen balmum, even a Yisrael. So if anybody's qualified to shecht had in mind the wrong time, the wrong place, they would ruin the carbon. A kohen afterwards can't fix it again. Once you shecht it.
So
can't fix it again.
Even though this guy shechts, he's not the one who can be doing zrika.
Who cares? A Yisrael's kosher bazaar.
Shechita. No, but I'm saying he's having machshav on
it doesn't matter. You can change kohen in the middle. It makes no difference. It doesn't matter. My kamashmala, we'll see in the Mishnah in a few days about the different steps. My kamashmalon. So what do you tell me? The poshla. So what's the purpose of this mission? Tell you the poshla machshava that by Kabbalah or by Zrika, once a disqualified person had the wrong thing in mind, that his it doesn't matter because Kohen can fix it up. But shechita you can't fix up. Why not? Because the machshava by shechita passels. So is that the whole chiddush? Tell me that a machshava can passel. Let me ask a question.
Shechita is not part of the avodah.
But it is one of the four avodas as far as all the dinim of a carbon is, but not as far as who should be able to shecht. because since chitta is a prevalent, because we already had before that we have four avodas that we learn, the pasuk of shachat that has to be letzoyne, all these dinim we learn from chitta, the main avoda that starts the whole carbon. Except we know kshei bazar, because since it's kosher by chulin, it's the same activity by chulin, so it's kosher bazar as well by carbon. Except according to some poskim, in times of the midbar, and that's how they answer a lot of the question in the shita is, in times of the midbar, because he couldn't eat chulin, only could eat karbanis, so therefore shchita then was not kosher bazar, only by a kohen. And this answers a lot of questions on that they bring from different places from the Torah. My kamasha, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Then is the pasul machshava that you can pasul machshava. Tanin, we learned already. Leficha, hein pasul machshava. We already learned that they can pasul machshava when it comes to shchita. How kamasha? The chiddush, you're right. There's no chiddush that shchita the pasul machshava. They're qualified. The chiddush is the mekabala and the pasul machshava. The chiddush is faket. The chiddush is that anything else that they do. Kabbalah, Zarika, does not, their machshavas can hype his mother as a pasul. There's some good blood left over, the coin can fix it up and fix up the whole thing. My time, but why can the Rabbi, like what the Rabbi said before? Makes the last year question. Chishav, litin, if you thought. Litin, es anit, for kosher, the coin thought. Litin, es anit, lemaila, lemata, lemata, lemaila. Alter, if he had a mind to let's say to do it straight away and spray it in the wrong place, it kosher is kosher. Now we'll start in the sugya. We'll stop here. See you tomorrow.